It's a joy to welcome you to our time of worship on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost. Could I please remind us that we are taking a break from our weekly Bible studies to resume on Thursday, 27th August at 7 p.m. using the Zoom platform. Please check our website for updates. We do hope you are keeping well. And we look forward to a time when it will be safe for us to meet in our sanctuary. Until then, be assured of God's love and grace and peace upon you wherever you are today. I am grateful to Anne and Jean who are joining me in leading the service today. To begin, let us listen to the words of the psalmist as recorded in Psalm number 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. And now we join together to sing our first hymn of praise, hymn number 63. All people that on earth do dwell. Let us bow our heads together in prayers. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we worship you with gladness. We bless your name, for you are good. Your unfailing love continues forever, and your faithfulness continues to each generation. We give thanks, for you became one of us, taking on our humanity and experiencing our very lives, our brokenness, our fears, and our failures. By your death, you dealt with sin, and by your resurrection, you began a new creation, uniting all things in the heavens and on the earth to you. Merciful God, we confess our sins and the sins of this world. We are a people divided against ourselves as we cling to our broken world. The profit and pleasures we pursue lay waste the land and pollute the seas. The fears and jealousies that we harbor set neighbor against neighbor and nation against nation. Lord, have mercy upon us. Heal and forgive us. Set us free by the power of your Holy Spirit to serve you in this world as agents of your reconciling love. Heal our brokenness and help us, O God, today and in the days that lie ahead to be agents of healing and peace. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Could I now invite Anne to take our reading for the day?
This morning's reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, reading verses 13 to 21. Jesus feeds the 5,000. Let us hear the word of God. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed those who were ill. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. Bring them here to me, he said. And he told people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men. Besides women and children. Amen. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
The entrance of your word gives light and understanding. Speak, O God, for we are listening. For a moment, I'll invite us to think about the hungry and the poor in our world. To think about the poor, the oppressed, and the hungry in a world of plenty. A frightening global joint study by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, the International Fund for Agriculture, IFAD, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, and the World Health Organization, WHO, agrees that global hunger was on the increase even before the coronavirus pandemic. An annual study estimates almost 690 million people went hungry in 2019, up by 10 million from 2018, and by nearly 60 million in 5 years. These statistics point to the global food security crisis and escalating level of poverty in our world. This Sunday, we have heard from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 14, reading from verses 13 to 21. As read, it had been a long day for Jesus and his disciples. After hearing that his cousin, John the Baptist, has been beheaded by order of King Herod, Jesus is in distress and wants to be alone. So he goes off by boat to be alone to grieve in a remote place. But by the time he gets there, word has spread and a great crowd, the sick, the poor, the hungry, and the outcasts have hurried around the lake on foot and is gathered there. Jesus' compassion for the needs of others overcomes his personal grief and weariness, and he responds to the people in compassion, curing those who were sick. It gets late and people are hungry. So the disciples come to Jesus and say, "This is a remote place, and it is already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go into the villages and buy themselves some food." That sounds like a sensible and thoughtful suggestion. But Jesus has a different plan. He turns to his disciples and says, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Can you imagine those disciples looking at each other with the question on their faces? "Are you kidding? Out here in this remote place, with these limited resources, where are we supposed to find food for all these people?" There were 5,000 men plus women and children. "We don't have anything here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus says, "Bring what you have to me." Then he directed the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looks up to heaven and blesses and breaks the loaves and gives them to his disciples, and his disciples give them to the crowds. The gospel tells us that everybody ate and were filled. There was just enough. But it doesn't end there. They gathered up what was left over of the broken pieces, and there were 12 baskets full of leftovers. This miracle is recorded in all 4 gospel accounts. Charles Spurgeon suggests that it is in all 4 gospel accounts so that we won't forget how much the Lord can do with little things that are given to him. The miracle of the loaves and fish is not just a story, not even just a miracle. It is a way of miraculously living each day. It provides us with many lessons about the all-sufficiency of Jesus Christ to meet the vast needs of the world, especially our need to be reconciled to God. When we are faced with seemingly insurmountable difficulties, we should not, if we are living by faith, squeeze our hands and worry about how lacking our resources are. Friends, God is still working in and through us today. We are Christ's hands and feet. When we give what we have to Jesus, he will take it, bless it, and do more than we could ever imagine. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he healed the sick, loved the poor, touched the leper, feasted with the marginalized, restored broken lives, forgave the sinners, challenged the corruption and hypocrisy of religious authorities, fought for justice, demonstrated that greatness is found in serving, and then died that others might live. These actions performed by one man changed the world. These same actions when carried out in faith by us, his followers, still change the world today. Let us think beyond ourselves and be a means of blessing to others. Amen. Thanks be to God. It has been a great joy to share with us in today's service. Do please continue to keep safe and well, and be assured of our love and our prayers. Jean will now take the intercessory prayers, after which we'll sing our closing hymn, hymn number 259, Beauty for Brokenness. Hymn number 259.
Now let us pray for ourselves and others. Father God, during this international pandemic, we pray for the people in our community, our country, and our world. We ask you to comfort the bereaved, restore health to the sick, and bring courage and protection to all those that are caring for them. We thank you for the services of all key workers and everyone who is doing their bit to support others at this time. Lord, this pandemic has brought the best and the worst out in people. We ask that those who have resources share with others, and those without grant that they may get the help and support that they need. We also ask guidance for our government, that they may act with wisdom and integrity to preserve life, eradicate inequalities, and under your guidance, steer us out of this crisis. We thank you for providing for our every need. We are all your children, and everyone should enjoy the fruits of this world equally. We realise that this is not the world we live in today. Before you, and in the name of Jesus Christ, who loves all people equally, regardless of ethnicity, gender, or social status, we ask your help in recommitting ourselves to your vision of the world. Bless all the young people in our community. We pray especially for those awaiting an exam results that will affect their future. Be with them as they receive these results and remind them that you have a great plan for each one of them, irrespective of the results. We praise you, Lord, for providing us with the simple truth that all we need to do to be saved is believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he was born and lived on this earth, died on the cross, and now is risen. Help us be bold enough to share this news with our friends, families, and all we meet in our day-to-day lives. Father, help us to share the good news of the risen Lord through action, in our attitude, and in prayer. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Go forth into the world in peace to serve the Lord. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the needy and the afflicted. And honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son and the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with you now and forevermore.
Amen.